Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Haven bringing us back 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about, something that I consider to be a huge thermonuclear problem for small businesses. And it starts out by something that's happened to all of us. You're waiting, you're being waited on. You're at a restaurant, you're at a counter, you're buying a product, or maybe you're returning something to a company, to a merchant. And an employee, and in that whole process, the employee is waiting on you right there. They're doing something for you. And when they do that, when they make some gesture, they hand you something, or they resolve it for you, or whatever, you say what? What do you say when they do that? When they hand you your change, when they give you your product that you bought, or they resolve an issue for you, what do you say? Of course, you say thank you, right? Automatic. You do it every time without fail. When you're being served, you say thank you. Good for you. Your mother would be so proud. But she wouldn't be impressed by what has become an unfortunate response to thank you. After you say thank you for having your water refilled or your order completed, as we discussed a minute ago, there's sadly a good chance that the employee will say what? What do you think? You say thank you, and they say incredibly, no problem. No problem? You say thank you and they say no problem? So from this response, are you to now think that simply allowing yourself to be served, to be delivered whatever you've done, allowing this service is to be delivered some sort of a problem you've created? Some problem you've created for which forgiveness should be granted? Should you now feel that you've been redeemed by this person with no problem absolution? Clearly, the American language, American English, has devolved to a level that makes many of us nostalgic for merely casual. It's difficult to pinpoint where things ran off the rails, but somehow the sublime, it's my pleasure, or the journeyman, you're welcome. It's somehow those two have deviated into the subpar, no problem. Well, my friends, let's get one thing straight. No problem is a problem. When small business employees say no problem to a customer instead of you're welcome, or worse, not beating the customer to the punch by saying thank you first, it's a serious problem that over time could become the equivalent of a business death wish. So you think I'm overreacting? You think I'm a little overwrought about this? Maybe so, but here's a question. How much money do you spend getting a customer to do business with you? You ever thought about that? How much energy and resources do you invest into making sure your products, your pricing, your displays, all the things that you do to get a customer to come in and spend their money with you? You do all that money, all that time to make sure everything is just right. The colors are right, the display is right, they're lined up, the shelves are in a certain order for the customer's traffic patterns, blah, 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 right? How many sleepless nights do you worry about how to compete with the big boxes? Now that we've established the enormity and the consequences of these answers. Are you sure, are you positive, my friends, that no employee of yours ever causes one of your customers to think, even subliminally, that the mere fact that they do business with you could be some kind of a problem? In the age of the customer, the only thing unique about your relationship with customers is the experience they have with you, how they feel about doing business with you. Everything else, my friends, including what you sell, including how you deliver it, everything else is a commodity. Everything. So pray tell, in what universe does no problem help your business maximize the positive emotions of an excellent customer experience? Stop saying it and train your employees to stop saying it. If success is your goal, eradicating no problem and replacing it with thank you, you're welcome, it's my pleasure, or things like that, is non-negotiable. Folks, there must be 139 different ways in the English language to express your delight in serving a customer without saying no problem. Use one of them. I have been waited on by small businesses where I brought something to them that they didn't do right. They didn't fill my order right, for example. And I brought it back. I didn't yell. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't mad. I just said, here, this isn't right. And the other person, the person helping me would say, no problem. You know what I do? I say, whoa, 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 time out. Actually, there is a problem. So don't, that's when I get angry. Not that they filled my order wrong. Then I say, no, actually, there is a problem. So don't say, no problem. Waitresses refilling my water or my coffee or taking my plate, a waiter or a waitress, and I say thank you, and they say no problem. You know what I do? And I do this. You know I do, and I encourage you to do it. I say to them, well, why would you say no problem to me if there isn't a problem? Why don't you say you're welcome? See if your tips go up. My family loves it when I do this. I don't do it in front of them. Folks, make sure your employees are not saying no problem. Make sure they're saying the right things. No problem is a problem. Thank you is golden. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.